This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour, another edition of On the World. We're going to be talking classic cars in this hour, and we got an outstanding guest standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls and emails. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, our regular contributor is standing by. He's a gentleman who is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. He also has his own classic car appraisal company, and he contributes to both Automobile and Auto Week magazine in covering the collector car scene. It's my pleasure to welcome Dave Kenny back to Auto World. How are you doing, Dave?
I am well, Bob. How about yourself? I haven't talked to you in a couple months now, hasn't it? Right?
Yeah, it has. Time has just flown. And you were over in London just 1 week ago. Tell us a little bit about your European adventures.
I was invited to judge at a Concours in Switzerland. Concours being the French word for fancy car show. And, of course, I'm an international man of mystery. Not really, but it was a lot of fun. Made a bunch of new friends. You might have seen my Facebook posting where I was judging a 1966 Corvette, which I thought was pretty hilarious. That's a long way to go to look at a 66 Corvette, but judging a number of other cars as well and having fun. And then my wife and I went on to England, and really the car stuff there. I missed by a week some of the big things, so just talked to some friends and went out and took a look at a couple of car showrooms, old classic car places, and kind of did the rounds and talked with some pals. So it was what the British call it, a busman's holiday. That's where you're actually on a vacation, but you're doing a little bit of work, and that's what I was doing. So it was fun.
Very good. And as you pointed out, you just barely missed the Goodwood Festival of Speed. And
right.
I was talking about that a little bit earlier in the program. And the new car companies like to show off some new product and tease some product at the Goodwood Festival. But that's one to go on everybody's automotive bucket list, so to speak.
We're coming up, this week, I think it's Wednesday, it's the 10th, is the 100th anniversary of Bentley, and so they're gearing up for all kinds of festivities and announcements, and they had a big presence there as well, from what I understand, but I'm a little more interested in the cars that are, shall we say, have a little age on them than the new ones. The new ones are fun, and they're fine, and they're great. But, for me, I kind of live in the classic car world. So, I guess, Bob, you and I have talked about this. It used to be when we were a little less long in the tooth, a classic car or a special interest car or a car that people call antique had to be at least 25 years old. And now, of course, that paradigm has changed. And now, a lot of people are talking about classic cars as 10-year-old cars.
Yep.
I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a different thing, but that's where a lot of the action is now and I'm using air quotes here, in the classic car world. It's the 80s and 90s cars right now that are so attractive to people And, you know, these men and women who are 40 years old and 45 years old and, you know, finally might have a couple bucks in their pocket or the ability to take a loan out for a car are looking at some of these great old Subarus and Toyota Supras and, you know, great American cars from the 80s, a lot of the big old cruisers like Lincolns and Cadillacs and stuff like that. So another generation is taking hold with some of the cars that they like. So it's fun stuff. I went to Cars and Coffee here in my hometown here on Saturday, and I have to tell you, the average age there was probably less than 30 years old. Lots of interest from you know, the people that we thought weren't going to be interested in cars. And boy, are they ever interested. Not only did they turn out, they brought their cars, and a lot of them brought their very young kids and, you know, brought their spouse, and we're out just having a great time. I couldn't be happier because, you know, that means that this great hobby that we've loved so much is going to continue. It might not be Model A Fords, and it might not even be 65 Mustangs, but it's going to be cars that are interesting to them, and they'll discover some of the fun bits about the Model A Fords and those Camaros and Mustangs and Firebirds and all that from an era that I grew up in. So it's all good. It's great.
Dave, I don't think I've ever asked you on air, but we might as well go for it right now. What was your first collector car? What was the first one that you decided to make that leap into the waters of classic cars?
Well, I didn't just get my feet wet. I jumped in all the way. And when I tell you what it is, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. My dad was a Lincoln guy, a kind of an accidental Lincoln guy. He bought a 59 on the courthouse steps in a bankruptcy sale in 1960 and really, really liked the car. And then when the new body style came out in 61, he got a 61.
Dave, are you still there? Looks like we lost Dave Kinney, so Mackenzie's going to dial him back and get him back with us here on the program. Very knowledgeable gentleman, as you can tell. He's one of our guys that we call on from time to time as a regular contributor, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. And boy, if there ever was... Oh, great. So tell us about your jump in head first.
Okay, well, that's kind of a dramatic lead-up, but the car that I got was a 1956 Continental Mark II. And boy, was that a learning experience. It was big, it was heavy, everything cost money to fix, even if you were fixing it yourself. But it was a great car to drive. It was a lot of fun. I got a white one with a white and blue leather interior. If you're not familiar with the Continental, I'm not saying the word Lincoln, I'm saying Continental Mark II. It was a separate division of Ford. They cost $10,000 in 1955 and 1956, which was equivalent to, what do you say, Bob, like three cars, I guess, three regular cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has more chrome on it than 50 jukeboxes. And even though it wasn't for a 50s car, it wasn't a, you know, particularly chrome laden car. But they were Luxo boats, and the only option basically was air conditioning. So, kept it on the road. I drove it for, I don't know, about, 6-8 months, something like that. My dad drove it as well. One day on his way to work, his brakes failed. So then we learned the value of a dual master cylinder on a car that you're driving.
Yes.
But it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, it was something I did with my dad. He financed it, actually, and when we sold it, I think I lost $600, but I gained 1,000 lessons, so that wasn't all that bad.
That's great. And, of course, over the years, I know you've had some unusual vehicles, including some... Brooklands. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about your Brooklyn purchases, and we'll also talk about where you've been recently and about the state of the collector car hobby price-wise. Everybody, when you get a chance, log on to the Haggerty Price Guide, and you'll see all of Dave's great work. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Dave Kinney is with us. He's publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, and also he's got his own independent appraisal company and does a lot of work for the folks at Automobile and Auto Week magazine in covering the collector car hobby. And he's also one of our favorite guests here on the broadcast. And Malcolm Bricklin was a gentleman who did lots of interesting things in the automotive world. He was the guy that actually brought the Subaru brand here to the U.S., and he also years later brought the infamous Yugo brand. But along the way, he had his own vehicle, and it was a rather flashy sports car powered by either a Ford power plant or an American Motors power plant. And Dave, you actually own not one, but a couple of the Bricklins of the mid-1970s. And how did you fall into the first one? And tell us about the other one that you owned as well.
The first one didn't work out so well. Neither did the second one. kind of a funny story. I bought the first one at Auburn way many years ago. I would say probably the car was 3 years old, and maybe 2 years old, and it was low miles. It was a white one. They only came in about five colors: safety white, safety suntan, safety green, all these other great colors. But it was a white one, and I was getting ready to take it home, and I closed the rear hatch, and the window kept on falling. So when I closed the hatch, it twisted a little bit, I guess, and the window fell right out of it, right onto to the carpeted area beneath it. And I spent about an hour and a half putting the window back in with the help of two very nice volunteers who saw my plight, and they stepped up like car guys do, and really helped out. And they said, "Well, what did you buy it for?" And I don't remember exactly what it was, but let's say it was $3,000. I think the cars were about $5,000 something new. It was $3,000, and the guy said, "You know, I've always wanted one of these." He said, "Would you take my personal check?" And I said, "Well, sure, why not?" So I think I made $200 on the deal. I sold it for $3,200. I was kind of relieved and kind of not relieved. And then I bought another one, and I had the air doors. You know, those are Gullwing cars. They're hydraulically, let me get this straight. They were first hydraulically done, and then people added air doors to them. And I converted it to air doors, but unfortunately that car caught on fire. It didn't burn all the way, but it made for a very, very unpleasant few months trying to get everything back together. And then I did have a third one that I bought as a package with a number of different cars. You can see I get bored easily, so if I don't have projects around, I'm not happy. But I bought four cars from a guy in California, and one of them was a Bricklin. And that worked out very, very nicely. A very nice car that went to a gentleman in Michigan, and there's a Hagerty connection there. I sold him the car. He flew in on a Saturday morning. I drove to the airport and picked him up in it. I said, "Here, drive it back to my office and let me know what you think." And had a nice drive back, and he said, "Fine, I'll take it." He had a certified check. He gave it to me, and he said, "Let me call and put it on my insurance." And I said, "It's Saturday." And he said, "I know, but I have Hagerty." And I said, "I've heard about them." This is a long time ago, Bob. And I was so impressed because they were open on Saturdays. You know, they had Saturday hours. And so he called up and, made a call and made sure that his car was on already insured, and drove off back to Michigan. And Bob, I've seen him at probably five car shows over the last, and that has to be now 20 years ago, over the last maybe 15 years I've seen him at car shows. He still has the car, still loves it, and still enjoys it. It's his weekend cruiser. So there you go.
What a great story, Dave. Absolutely. And to have the Hagerty connection before there was the Hagerty Price Guide and all of the different services that Hagerty offers today. And who would have funk it, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
You would be the publisher of the price guide all these years later, and what a labor of love that must be, just keeping everything straight on that front. Tell us a little bit about the methodology that you utilize in putting together the Hagerty Price Guide, because it's an online guide, and you've got a whole lot of responsibility there, my friend.
Well, I do, but I should let you know, a dirty little secret here, there are now 10 full-time people working on the price guide.
Wow.
So this is something that Hagerty does that you can access for free. Doesn't matter whether you're a Hagerty customer or not, but we now have people who work in something known as data analytics, which is super top secret stuff for me, but it makes sense. They try and figure out what the trends are and where the cars are going. In the meantime, I do it the old-fashioned way. We get out the magazines. We increasingly more and more, we don't use the magazines much. But what we use are online ads. We make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls. I talk to dealers around the country and actually around the world and ask them what's hot, what they've sold, what they what they have in stock. And no, I don't take everybody's opinion and everything says at face value. I've got a pretty good little filter going on for that stuff. But we put it all into the mix, and then of course cars that Hagerty insures. Now, Hagerty has the largest database of collector cars in the world and in the history of the world because they insure more cars than anybody else, so more classic cars than anybody else. So we have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of data points that we use on almost every car that we look at. So let's say that we're looking at prices on, just for an example, I'm just making a car up, 63 Buick Rivieras. A great car, first of the line of the new styled sport coupe Rivieras for the 60s. And so what we do is we'll go and look and see where are these cars sold in the last couple of years, and then more specifically in the last few months. Did they sell at a Mecum sale? Did they sell at a Barrett Jackson sale? Did they sell at a RM sale? Did they sell at a local sale somewhere? Then we also look and see which cars are advertised for sale. So we'll take a look at the photo first, and if it's not a custom car, if it's a pretty well stocked car, then we'll dissect it. We'll take a look at the photos, we'll look at the under the hood of the car, and like I said, occasionally we'll call the person up and say, hey, I'm not interested in buying your car, but you could help out by telling me, this information. Is it rusty? Does it have this? Is the car air conditioned? Does it have power steering? All those sorts of things. That's where we start working on it, and then we make big giant graphs, and then we kind of put the tail on the donkey.
Very cool. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, but when we come back on the other side, Dave Kinney will be with us for the whole hour as we talk about classic cars. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. In Washington, lawmakers are trying to set aside their irreconcilable differences over the Obama-era Affordable Care Act and work to reach a bipartisan agreement on a more immediate health care issue, lowering costs for people who already have coverage. Returning from the 4th of July recess, the Senate and House are pushing to end surprise medical bills, curb high prices for medicines, and limit prescription copays for people with Medicare. Partisan disagreements could derail the effort, but lawmakers fear the voters' verdict in 2020 if politicians have nothing to show for all their hand-wringing about drug prices. President Donald Trump even has political exposure because the big price cuts he promised have not materialized. On Friday, he promised an executive order that said he would be intending to enable the U.S. government to pay lower prices for prescription drugs. The U.S. would pay no more than the lowest amount paid by other nations or companies. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dave Kinney joins us live here on the broadcast, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. Also, got his own appraisal business on the side and contributes to both Automobile and Auto Week magazine as he travels the globe covering the collector car industry and the collector car marketplace. And speaking of that, Dave, you're just back from a visit over to Europe. Tell us a little bit about some of the recent auctions or happenings that you have attended.
Well, the last auction I was at was actually in Greenwich, Connecticut, the one that you know very well because you've been there many times at the Greenwich Concours. But I did watch another Connecticut auction on the small screen, a lot of the Barrett Jackson sale, and then Mecum has had a couple of interesting sales as well recently. And we've got a whole bunch coming up in the next, starting next month with, with Monterey. My next event is actually I'm going down to Florida for a couple of days, and we're going to be talking to the Porsche Club at the Porsche Parade, and then right after that it's St. John's, which is in Plymouth, Michigan, outside of Detroit, which is a great event, and if anybody is in the area or 100 miles away, I would highly recommend going to that. It's on, I'm going to get the dates wrong, it's probably about Sunday the 25th, 26th, things are happening all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's a lot of fun. And that's in Plymouth, Michigan. Like I say, it's the St. John's Concours, and I'm sure you could look that up. There used to be a sale associated with that, not so anymore. It doesn't have an auction involved with it, but there'll be a lot of great cars, a really worthwhile event. Of course, it's a charity event as well. Lots of fun, and all the Detroit area classic car and old car people are out there having a great time. So that's coming up, and then as I was saying before, then it gets really exciting in August and then through September. Probably, one auction a weekend is going to be my August and September. So by the time that's done, I will have attended 8 or 9 auctions, which are, again, if you want to go to a car show, you don't have to buy anything. You can just go and take a look at the cars and watch them sell for amounts that are unbelievable to those of us who waited to buy them. But there is some good news in the marketplace, Bob, and we should talk about that. Good news for people getting into the marketplace, because prices are pretty soft right now. A lot of those cars that might not have been so affordable might be a little bit more affordable now.
Well, let's talk about affordable classics. Ironically, I was going to ask you about that, and so the market is a little bit soft these days. Is there any particular vehicles out there that you would cite as good examples of a little bit of a market correction?
Yeah, almost everything has a little market correction right now. It turns out that pretty much the top of the market was 2014. Things, remained good at 2015 and 16. And before everybody gets excited, I'm talking about the market overall. There are certainly parts of the market that are very, very vibrant and doing very, very well. But the pocket explanation, the real quick explanation for everybody is that people are looking for perfect cars that are perfectly done, or they're looking for barn finds. And so if you have a really, really nice car that needs a new set of tires and the paint's got a couple scrapes in it and, front seats could need recovering, this is not a good time to be selling those cars because they're not doing well in the marketplace right now. So we do conditions number 1 through 4, 1 being a perfect car, 4 being still a pretty good driver, but that's the best way to describe it, a driver with a couple of excuses. And those number 1s are staying up, but those 2s, 3s, and 4s are still heading down. Now, again, if it's a real special car, if it's got a great history, if it has an unbelievable set of options or incredibly low mileage, then people really are looking for those cars right now more than anything else. So all those things come into play. But overall, it's a good time to be out looking for a car if you're thinking of getting into the market. A lot of the cars that are getting cheaper, almost every time we do the price guide include 50s and 60s four-door sedans. Great cars, great fun, but the market for those cars is weak right now. So you could buy yourself a really cool 58 Cadillac or 59 Cadillac four-door for less than you would have paid even 5 and 6 and 7 years ago. If that's not your style, you can get a Chevy or a Ford. Same thing. The prices are a little weaker than they were just a few years ago. I'm talking overall. Once again, there's some special cars that have held up very, very well. But it's not 2014 anymore. 2014 was our last peak in the market. I guess the next question is, why is that happening? I wish I knew all the reasons why, but if you remember, after the recession of 2008-2009, people put money into collectible cars, along with other types of things, other types of collectibles, and now, they're back into real estate and they're back into stocks and other things. So that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, no, absolutely makes total sense. And one of the things that I love about the work that you do at the Hagerty Price Guide is putting together these indexes for various vehicles, whether they be German vehicles or British vehicles or real high-end blue-chip vehicles, kind of taking a page from the financial world. And I think that's just done so well, Dave. Tell our listeners, if they haven't visited Hagerty's Price Guide, about some of these special indexes that you have.
All right. Once again, the easy way to do it, and it's free, Hagerty.com/valuation tools. Or if you're just at Hagerty.com looking around, look for the link that says valuation tools. It's going to ask you to register after you look up a few cars, but just put an email address in, and you'll get access to a whole bunch of information. That includes our index. And like you said, Bob, we have, for example, a German car index and an English car index. And what we do is we have a basket, a market basket of cars, usually around 20 cars, and we chart those in different conditions to see whether they're going up, they're going down, or they're remaining the same. And so, as I just alluded to, I think, for most people, you'll see that Italian cars, for example, which is weighted heavily with things like Maseratis and Ferraris and Lamborghinis, as it should be, Italian car index had its best years in 2014 and 15. That doesn't mean they're not going to get there again or get there even more so. But what happens is, the cars are down a little bit from there. So you can track it like you could track a stock market, although the stock market usually records stuff every single trading day. We do it three times a year, so it's a little bit easier to look at. But you can see kind of the highs and lows. You can do the same with your own car. You can put your own car in, and you can look at the price history on that, too. And that's fun because, whether you've got a Ford Mustang or a Kaiser Darren or a Chevy Chevelle or whatever it is, just look it up. Look up the engine combination, the engine options, and take it from there, whether you've got a four-speed or air conditioning or power steering or whatever equipment was offered. You can do all that and see it and see where that price is tracking. It's fun. It's free, and it's one of those things you should spend some time looking at to understand the market even better than maybe your next door neighbor or maybe the guy who's selling that car does. So you can see it, and or if you're about to sell your car, you can look at it and see what the historical prices are.
Yeah, absolutely tremendous work that you do at the Hagerty Price Guide. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more with Dave Kenny. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Classified with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, esteemed automotive journalist working for a number of publications, including Automobile and Auto Week, and of course he's got his own appraisal business. We're talking about the Haggerty Price Guide and car values in general, and just wondering off the top of my head here, how's the muscle car world these days, Dave? It seems like in recent times it's kind of slowed down a bit. What's the index looking like in the muscle car area?
Well, that's a really great one to bring up, Bob, because there is some kind of there's a little bit of split there. There are some records set all the time now for muscle cars, but they are the rarest of the rare. They are the one that was built in lemon twist, and all the rest of them were in a different color. I mean, grabbing at straws there. But the very, very rare cars are doing very well. So the top of the market for muscle cars is very, very strong. And the market for muscle cars in general is one of the bright spots that that we're looking at, because there are an awful lot of people who were, and once again, we're talking about a time in your life when you might have a little bit more money and a little bit more time on your hands. So a lot of the guys who wanted a 69, Mopar or a 70 Ford or a 68 GM car, a muscle car, they're now reaching the age of 60, 65, maybe even 68 or 69 years old, or even into their 70s, and they might have sold the house and moved somewhere else, and their expenses are lower. So there are a lot of people who are buying those cars right now. So that's a bright spot that we're seeing. But once again, I would say that people are looking for more ready-to-go more than they ever had. Now, Bob, you and I know that there was a generation that was before us that didn't think anything of, a lot of people didn't think anything of, taking the hood off their car with their buddy and getting down and getting dirty and, taking the valve covers off and, doing a valve job on the car and at the same time doing their own brakes. More and more people are farming that out. They're taking it to a shop to get it done. Part of it is that we have a little less time on our hands with all our gadgets and all the TV shows and all that going on. Part of it is that we don't have the skills like we had. I'm among those people who doesn't have the skills that I wish I had for fixing cars. I can do the routine maintenance, and I can pretty much tell when something's going wrong, but I'm not real good at fixing it. So I'm kind of a person who kind of represents that gang. So what people are looking for is they'd rather pay, and I'll, again, just grab it a number, they'd rather pay $50,000 for one that's all done than $35,000 for one that needs a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit more of this. So it's an interesting time because that $35,000 car that's maybe a number 3+, a really, really nice car, isn't going anywhere where the $50,000 one will go flying right off the shelf, as they say. So that's what's heading in all markets, but it's also part of the muscle car market. There are some fantastic muscle cars out there that I've seen come up for sale recently, and those that are not quite muscle cars, let's say that it's a Mopar with a 318 but not a Hemi, those cars are becoming great buys now. So you can get, let's call it 85% of the 85% of the fun for 50% of the money over some of those cars, and that's something always worth considering.
Absolutely. Very well said, Dave. And certainly, it's such an interesting study. It changes sometimes just within a few months. We can see some interesting swings. How about in the area of Porsches? There was a little while back that just about anything in the Porsche brand was red hot. Has that cooled down a bit?
Well, remember the Brady Bunch and Marsha, Marsha, Marsha? We were joking for a while there that it's Porsche, Porsche, Porsche. But the interesting thing is that, yes, they have cooled somewhat, but not a lot. And what's happening in the Porsche market is not everybody can afford that 911 from 1973, so a lot of people are looking for some of the other cars. So some of the 928s are becoming more attractive to people, and I'll give a shout out to a mutual friend of ours, Rob Sass. He has a 914 right now that is turquoise in color. He thinks it's an homage to the Gulf Oil cars from the race car racetrack. I think it's a 914 that's turquoise. He's having a load of fun with it, and he's been doing a little bit of stuff fixing it up, kind of weekend warrior stuff. And, it's a great alternative that maybe even a fifth or a 50th of the price of some of what the 911s are selling for. So there's that kind of principle of substitution that comes into play. When you can't afford that car that was $40,000 that became $80,000, then you start looking at something that's 20 or 15 or even a little bit less. And so the Porsche market remains good. It remains strong, but they're not seeing the growth, kind of almost the week-over-week growth that they had. There are some great cars out there from the Porsche brand, if that's what you're interested in. And a lot of people are looking to the early to mid-90s cars. There's some known flaws with those cars. That's another long story. But they're great cars. So if that's something that's of interest to you, not a bad time to look at it and to watch the market. But go to the Hagerty page there, the valuation tools page, and take a look at where that market has been. And you can probably, maybe graph out where you think that market's going to go to. Lots and lots of models to choose from in the Porsche world.
As you mentioned a little bit earlier in the hour, it's the 100th anniversary of Bentley, and lots of special events getting geared up to celebrate that. How about yourself? Do you still have your Bentley?
I do. I'm enjoying it all the time. I have, they're not a cheap toy. How do I put this nicely? it lets me know when it gets upset at me because I haven't been driving it. How's that? Every car, the very best thing you can do to a car is get out and drive it. You don't have to drive it hard. You don't have to, flog it, but you do have to use it. Keep those oils, keep those fluids moving, and make sure those brakes don't lock up and all that sort of stuff. And I've had a little issue with the Bentley right now, and it's at the shop. But it's partially related to my not using it for a while, and that would be that the gas got stale in the gas tank. But part of it is just normal maintenance stuff that's going on. But I love the car. I love the cars. I love the brand. I think it's a great brand. The history of Bentley, which you'll see a lot about in the next couple of weeks because there'll be a lot of people writing about it. A really interesting company that got absorbed into Rolls-Royce late 20s, early 30s, basically early 30s. And Rolls-Royce didn't take advantage of it after World War II as much as they should have, maybe. And then they became two separate brands. One's owned by BMW, that's Rolls-Royce. The other is owned by Audi and Porsche brands, and that's Bentley. And so they're both going strong right now. They're having great years, and they're building a heck of a product that not too many people can afford. But they're fun cars to drive. They're fun cars to look at, and I like them a lot. You don't have to be a particularly rich person to buy one. You do have to be mechanically skilled or be able to absorb a few lightning bolt-style bills to get them repaired every once in a while. But it's all part of the project. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the fun as far as I'm concerned. I love the cars.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit. They are exquisite automobiles. There's no doubt about it. As you mentioned...
Lots of wood in that interior, so you can reflect back on the heritage of the car itself. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's very much true, and I like British cars. I always have. It's not for the faint of heart, though, because you got to be so careful about the Lucas Electronics, the Prince of Darkness, etc. But
right.
as a whole, I do love British cars.
As do I. But you know, I find that cars, when they're sorted out and when they're absolutely used, they get better. I really think that part of the problem is that a lot of these cars that sit around for a long time, you know, people complain about them, you know, and maintenance on them, but I think part of that's their fault. They need to get out. They need to use them. They need to put some miles on them. They need to add miles and add smiles. The smiles should be coming from them, and also, you know, when they drive by people and people see a Triumph Spitfire or an MG,
a little short on time. Thank you, Jay.
Scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.